Just the basics, and I think after the last 3 days, most of you know the basics, but spousal-based cases begin with the filing of the I-130. An I-130 will be approved if you can show that the petitioner is either a U.S. citizen or a permanent resident, and you can prove that there is a bona fide relationship between the couple. And a bona fide relationship simply means, did the couple intend to establish a life together at the time of marriage? It doesn't matter, or it doesn't mean that they have to have a marriage that's going to last a lifetime. That's not the question. Simply, is not viable or not viable, just did they have a marriage that was genuine at inception? And the burden is on the applicant to prove by a preponderance of the evidence that the marriage is genuine at inception. Within the field, the adjudicator's field manual, this is actually in there. So we're not saying something that immigration knows nothing about. Within their own manual, it says this. And if you ever get, you know, immigration questioning a marriage, throw the field manual back at them. You know, it says that if there is this, whether a marriage is suspect or not, whether or not it's viable, whether it's going to last a lifetime, does not matter. And that's in the AFM. What they would like you to, well, this leads to the next thing, though. Viable, not viable, is one thing. But if it's a sham marriage, it is not permitted by the INA. And that gets to, what is your role during a consultation when someone comes in and they say, I want to file through my spouse? The spouse is not there. They're just there saying, I want to know what I need to do.